USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The town halls are wrapping up, and in Iowa, the Democrats head to the caucuses tomorrow. A poll show a majority of Democrats have one thing on their mind, and that's defeating President Trump in November. The leading candidates have roughly split into two camps, and according to a New York Times poll, Iowa Democratic voters are split between those who want a candidate who promises fundamental change at 51%, or one who will just bring politics back to normal at 42%. Former Vice President Joe Biden feels his experience gives him the edge. Former South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg disagrees.
I'm suggesting this is no time to take a risk on trying to meet a fundamentally new challenge with a familiar playbook.
And at this point, only 40% of all voters involved in the caucuses have made their decision. This is USA Radio News.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
The president is being forced to serve up DNA evidence in a trial. USA Radio's Wendy King has more.
A woman who accuses President Trump of raping her in the 1990s is now asking for a DNA sample from him. Lawyers for E. Jean Carroll served notice for the president to submit a sample before March 2nd in Washington for analysis and comparison against unidentified male DNA on the dress Carroll claims she was wearing during the encounter. A lab report shows several other people were tested and eliminated. President Trump was asked about Carroll and the allegations in June.
It's a totally false accusation. I have absolutely no idea who she is.
Carroll filed a defamation lawsuit against the president in November after he denied the allegations.
For the first time since 2015, the New England Patriots will not be competing in the NFL's title game. The San Francisco 49ers and Kansas City Chiefs take the field in just a few hours on Fox. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Millions of surgical gowns made in China are now being recalled because they may not be sterile, and surgeries are even being canceled in some hospitals. Alan Levine, CEO of Ballad Health in Tennessee, said his hospital had to reschedule over 200 surgeries. Cardinal Health admitted that a Chinese contractor supplying its gowns was using factories not registered with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. The company said these facilities did not maintain proper environmental conditions. Problems included gowns exposed to contaminants through open windows, failure to provide hand sanitation, and operators eating in the production area. Cardinal Health said it's no longer working with that Chinese contractor and is cooperating fully with the FDA. One of the most recognizable faces in television news, former PBS anchor Gwen Ifill, started as a reporter in a predominantly white male journalism industry. Within years of her start, she was covering presidential campaigns for the biggest media organizations in the country. She's regarded as one of the most respected reporters of all time, and now she's on a stamp. The trailblazing reporter and anchor who died in 2016 was honored as the face of the U.S. Postal Service's 43rd Black Heritage Forever stamp. She joined Martin Luther King Jr., Ella Fitzgerald, and Jackie Robinson, whose faces all have been recognized with a forever stamp. Remember, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.